A big howdy to you, Bing.
Howdy right back at you, Rosemary.
And a big howdy to all from Norcross greeting cards.
Big song, too. Take it, Rosie.
Anyone with the right approach could have won you without a coach. It just happened to happen to me. Each young girl with a grain of sense could have tumbled down your defense. It just happened to happen to me. You passed by my doorstep, I fell in with your step and stayed there just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me. It happened that you fell in love with me. Just one step behind. You turned into my arms, I gave way to your charms and said to myself, the harm's done. All those girls with their hopeful eyes better look for another prize, 'cause it just happened to happen to me.
Honestly, Bing, I've never seen such funny lips.
Well, mock if you must, Rosie, but to keep my gums warm.
Oh, Bing, I was talking about these wonderful kissing lips on the new Norcross greeting cards.
I really am getting sensitive.
Have you seen them?
No.
Will you open the card and the lips inside give you a smile and then a kiss?
I really don't think I know the Norcross people that well. They don't know me that well either.
Honestly, Norcross makes so many different and unusual greeting cards in every style. I don't know how they think of them all.
Well, in their own line, you know, the Norcross lads are, they're about as inventive as Edison, really.
Thomas Alva?
Malcolm S. He's the fellow that invented the red corduroy Homburg.
A genius.
I'm double to believe. But it's easy to see that Norcross has a lot of fun making up their greeting cards, and you have fun sending them. And people have fun getting them, too. It's a nice arrangement.
So, I guess the moral is that the best and most unusual cards in the racks have the N on the back.
Well, indeed, the Norcross greeting cards, they really say the things you want to say. And these new Norcross greeting cards say it with a kiss.
Those kissing lip cards are so funny.
Which reminds me, Rosie, do you think I'm too sensitive?
I don't think you're the least bit sensitive.
Let me rephrase the question.
In my head, that sly come hither stare that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Mr. Buddy Cole commands our attention now. What's the word, Buddy?
Well, Rosie, I thought we'd do one of the songs from our Sleepy Time Gal album. Lover Come Back to Me, to be exact.
That features you on the piano, doesn't it?
On it, under it, and all over it.
I see. Some monkey shines, huh?
Crazy.
A few cents more to keep your hands from becoming red and raw and cracked and sore? Yes? Well, then use Gentle Fells, the only dishwashing detergent that contains lanolin D to protect your hands and leave them soft and lovely. It cushions your hands while it cleans your dishes. Glasses and dishes dry sparkling clean, never spotty or streaked. For a spotless reputation, Gentle Fells, F-E-L-S, Fells.
Well, my dear listeners, I take pleasure in informing you right now that it's two for one time.
Two for one? What's that, Bing?
Two singers for one song.
Oh, that's you and me, huh?
Well, I don't see Nelson Eddy or Janet McDonald or Louis Freeman or Keeley Smith or Mary Healy or Peter Hay, Lynn Hayes standing in the wings.
I guess we better get to work then, huh?
And our selection, ladies and gentlemen, is People Will Say We're in Love from Oklahoma.
Glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove.
Now, Bing, how about doing a song?
Why, of course.
And I should like to venture a comment.
Comment?
Yes. I want the kids listening to realize that we had wild songs, oh, long before rock and roll. Crazy Rhythm, for instance, was considered real frantic, oh, back in 1928. It was a very violent vintage, this song.
Well, what I'm wondering is, Bing, how wild is it now?
Well, everything slows down, Kenneth. Eventually. I'll give it a go through.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I'm gone crazy too. You're too low down, crazy rhythm. Goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame? You're to blame. What's the use of jazz progression? I'll just take an old jam session. Crazy rhythm, I've gone crazy too.
Girls, next time you need light bulbs, drop in at your favorite GE bulb counter and you'll see something new and different. You'll find General Electric has shrunk the 100-watt bulb. Now it's the same size as the 60s and 75s. So it fits in lamps and sockets where 100-watters would never go before. The nice thing about them, they give even more light than the big hundreds you used to use. So look for the right size and the right brand, the one with the GE monogram. Your guide to the newest, most exciting lighting ideas for your home.
I guess it's about time for me to sing something.
Anytime, anytime, whatever is the time for you to sing around here, Rosie. It's always a joy to hear you perform.
I've got a song I really think I ought to dedicate to General Electric Bulbs.
They'll be terribly happy.
very considerate of you, Rosie. What's the song?
I'm beginning to see the light.
Oh, well, if you haven't seen G.E. bulbs, you'd better begin to see them, folks. These are the ones.
This arrangement was written late one night by Buddy Cole under a General Electric bulb.
Was the bulb on or off?
On, by all means.
Well, that brings up the point. You're on, Rosemary.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
Au revoir. Aloha for today, folks. Rosie and I now relinquish these facilities.
Until tomorrow, that is. Same time, same station. Shall we get together?
Thanks for dialing us in. See you tomorrow.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.